Unit 2, Lesson 2, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容，选出相应的图片。
1. The scale shows that Danny is overweight.
2. Linda takes an active part in sports to keep fit.
3.Julia likes fried chicken very much. I think she'd better eat less junk food.
4. Sam felt sick, so he went to the school clinic.
5. Anne has a good eating habit. She looks very healthy. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. You're thinner than you used to be, aren't you?
I've been dieting for 12 months. I've lost 15 kilos, and I feel great. I'm down to 105 kilos.
Question. How heavy was the man 1 year ago?
2.Tomorrow is Saturday. Shall we go to take pictures in Yew Garden?
Oh, I took a lot of photos in Zhongshan Park last week.
Then, how about going to Century Park to fly kites?
I don't feel like it in such hot weather. Why not go shopping on Nanjing Road?
That's a good idea.
Question. Where are they going this coming Saturday?
3. Hello, may I speak to Mr. Chen?
Sorry, he's not in at the moment. Can I take a message for him?
That's very kind of you. This is Zhang Bin speaking. Just tell him to call me back when he comes back. He knows my phone number. Thank you.
Question. What's Mr. Zhang's message? 4. You're going to New York tomorrow, aren't you?
Yes.I thought I'd fly, but then I decided that taking a bus would be cheaper than driving or flying.
Question. How would the boy go to New York?
5. Mother's Day is coming soon, but what should I get for my mother?
The blue dress looks nice.
But it's getting colder. What about the black overcoat there?
Good idea.It looks warm and elegant.
Question. What would the man buy for his mother? 6. Why are you in such a hurry, Susan?
I'm going to the hospital to see my grandmother.
What's the matter with her?
A bicycle hit her, and she got badly hurt. I'm really worried about her.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
I think the most terrible thing in life for my little brother is getting up in the morning. He is almost sick when my mother calls, Herbert, it's 7 o'clock, get up.Herbert answers, I'm coming, and goes right back to sleep. I'm not at all like my brother. I usually wake up before my mother calls me. I jump out of bed and go into the bathroom to have a wash. I get everything ready before my mother calls for breakfast. But Herbert, he just sleeps.A military band could not wake him up. After calling a few more times, my mother has to come upstairs and pull Herbert out of bed. It's that way every day with little brother. Perhaps someday he'll learn to get up on time, but I really don't think so.
4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences.
听对话，完成下列句子。
What is the Flying Eye Hospital?
We doctors in this hospital fly to different poor places. People with eye problems can come to us.
What do you do?
We give medicine to the patients or do operations on them.
I started to have problems with my eyes when I was 7. Now I can't see things clearly. Can you help me?
We'll try our best.
I'm from a poor village. My parents don't have enough money for the medicine or the operation.
We get donations from all over the world. That means you don't have to pay.
I really want to be able to see my parents and you clearly.
Don't worry. We'll bring you new hope and light.
Unit 2, Lesson 3, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. The Smiths go jogging every day to keep fit.
2. A balanced diet keeps Linda healthy.
3. After the fitness camp, Dick's classmates were surprised to see him much thinner than before.
4. The overweight kids have to take such sports as swimming and jogging at the fitness camp.
5. Tom used to be overweight, but now he looks as strong as a sportsman. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. What kind of food do you like, Lily?
I'm fond of Western food. I prefer potato chips and pizza to rice and noodles. What about you, Jimmy?
I prefer Chinese food to Western food.
Question: What kind of food is Jimmy fond of?
2. How much does Mike weigh?
42 kilograms. What about you, Jack?
I'm 4 kilograms heavier than Mike.
What a coincidence. I'm as heavy as you.
Question: How much does the girl weigh? 3. Excuse me, could you tell me how to get to Lotus Super Center?
You can take a number 28 bus and get off at Changyang Road, and then change to a number 22 bus. It's about 10 minutes' ride.
Oh, it's too far. Let me take a taxi.
Question: How will the man go to Lotus Super Center? 4. Oh, Tom, you are late again.
I'm really sorry. My alarm clock didn't wake me up, so I got up late.
I've told you to get up early 3 times, and you seem not to remember it. This is the last time, or I'll tell your father about it.
Question: Who are the 2 speakers? 5. We'd better stop and rest pretty soon.
Okay, I'll look at the map to see where we are.
Question: Where does the dialogue probably take place?
6. Our class will go on a field trip to the Space Museum this coming weekend.
Really? I just can't wait for that.
Question: What can we learn from the dialogue?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
It was very late at night when a traveler got off the train. He was so tired that he decided to find a hotel for the night. He looked around and saw a building with 3 floors. It was the nearest hotel from the railway station. The traveler went in and asked the man behind the service counter, "How much is a room per night, please?" "Well, sir," said the man, "a room on the first floor is $40 a night. On the second floor is $35, and on the third floor is $30. The traveler picked up his suitcase and turned to the door. "Don't you think our price is reasonable?" asked the man. "Yes," said the traveler. "Your prices are reasonable, all right, but I'm afraid your hotel is not high enough." 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences.
听对话，完成下列句子。
I'd like to make an appointment with Dr. Payne. Is he on duty today?
Yes, we have an opening at 3:15.
That'll be fine.
What are your symptoms?
I've gained some weight recently. I'm always feeling tired, and I feel sick to my stomach a lot.
Okay, I'll let him know. Can you confirm your name with me?
Yes, it's Michael Burns. M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Burns, B-U-R-N-S.
And your phone number, please?
It's 83521565.
So, that's Michael Burns at 83521565.
Yes.
Okay, we'll see you at 3:15.
Unit 2, Lesson 1-3. A, Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Linda is ill in bed. Tom went to visit her after school.
2. It's time for school, but Jimmy is too weak to get up.
3. John joined a fitness camp for the overweight during the summer holidays.
4.Tom has cut his finger. He'd better go to the school clinic right now.
5. Father advised Lily to go to the dentist and take a good rest. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。
1. David doesn't run as fast as Jack, does he?
That's true, and he doesn't jump as high as Jack either.
Then who runs faster, Tom or Dick?
Dick does. Nobody else can run faster than he, but Tom jumps farthest in our class.
Question, who runs fastest of the four? 2. Let's hurry, or we'll be late for the night film.
What time is it now?
It's 8:00 now. There are 30 minutes left.
Okay, let's take a bus there, and we'll get there at 8:15.
Question, when does the film begin? 3. Tom, I have to go now. It's too late.
It's still early.
I'm sorry. I must catch the 9:55 train.
But it's only 9:15. Do stay a little longer.
Question, how soon will the train leave?
4. What is the weather going to be like tomorrow?
The weather forecast says it's going to be fine.
But the weatherman is not always correct.
No, he isn't. But most people still want to know the weather forecast. Let's hope for the best.
Question, how will the weather be according to the weather forecast?
5.Shall we go to the cinema after supper, Sam?
I'd love to, but I'll give a talk on space at the meeting tomorrow.
Question, what is Sam going to do after supper? 6. Have you heard the news? Tina won first prize in a competition.
Wow, what did she win?
A free holiday for 2 people. She has chosen Australia.
Question,What can we learn from the dialogue? 3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Headaches have many different causes. The usual advice, take 2 aspirins isn't always the best idea. First, stop and think why you have a headache. Do you drink lots of coffee, tea, or cola? They all have caffeine. People who take a lot of caffeine every day often get headaches. The cure? Drink a little less of it every day. Take a week or 10 days to stop completely. Do you read too much in poor light? Do you get a headache after reading or watching TV? Some headaches happen when you make your eyes work too hard. See an eye doctor. You may need glasses. How much did you eat today? Not eating can also cause a headache. The solution is to eat 3 meals a day at regular time. These kinds of headaches are very common. To feel better, try drinking plenty of water and put ice on the forehead. 4. Listen to the letter and complete the sentences.
听信件，完成下列句子。Dear Mary, I'm writing to you from the Rockbrook Camp Center. I'm having a lot of fun here. We get up at 8 o'clock in the morning and have breakfast at 8:30. The morning assembly is at 9 o'clock. We have 4 activity periods each day. The first starts from 9:30. After the morning snack break, the second starts. After that, we have some free time to do whatever we want. Lunch begins at 13:15, and then we can rest for a while. The third begins at 15:10, and the fourth at 16:30. Then comes the free time again. There are also evening activities. We go to bed at 21:30. The activity staff here are very nice. They have been very well trained and have rich work experience. I like these people. What about your summer vacation? Please write and tell me about it. Yours, Linda.
Unit 2, Lesson 1 to 3, B. Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. Park waited in the rain for a long time, so he caught a bad cold.
2. Jack sang karaoke all day yesterday, and he got a sore throat.
3. George played sports a lot, and he got a backache.
4. Alice ate too many sweets, and she got a toothache.
5. Jim listened to the music for the whole morning, and he got an earache. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 1.
Stephen used to be weaker than his classmates, but now he looks as strong as a sportsman. How come?
Well, he failed his PE examination last term. The PE teacher advised him to take an active part in sports. He took up jogging, swimming, and football. He became stronger and stronger. He passed his PE examination at last.
Question: What is true about Stephen?
2. When and where were the first modern Olympic Games held?
It was held in 1896 in Athens, the capital of Greece.
How many events are there in the Olympics?
The Olympics have grown from 10 to 21 events in the past 100 years.
Question: How many events have the Olympics got now? 3. Mary, you didn't come to school yesterday. Was there anything wrong?
Yes, I had a bad cold. The doctor told me to stay in bed for a day. The headmaster told me that you gave lessons instead of me yesterday. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Question: What is Mary? 4. What's wrong with David? I didn't see him play football this afternoon.
He has a bad headache and asked for leave. He went over his lessons last night and didn't sleep well.
Question. Why isn't David feeling well? 5. What foreign languages do you learn in your school?
Besides French, we learn German and Japanese.
Question. What foreign language doesn't the boy learn? 6. I've got a B in English and an A in physics.
That's interesting. I've always believed that English is not so hard as physics.
Question. What does the man mean?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
You'll see a new doctor at a big hospital near London. He is very clever, but never speaks. He is 1 meter tall, with a face like a TV screen. He has no arms or legs, but he has lots of buttons. The new doctor is a computer. His name is Robot. Doctors often need to ask their patients about their health in the past, but a busy doctor can only spend a few minutes with each patient. Then machines can ask a patient questions for an hour and record them. So when the doctor meets his patient, he already has a lot of useful information. The computers show each question on their screens. Then the patient pushes one of the 3 buttons: yes, no, or I don't understand. The computer is really quite like a man. If it asks you a question, it will also say, I hope these questions don't make you unhappy. If you answer no to the question, is your father living? The machine will reply, I'm sorry to hear that. That is why most patients like Dr. Robot very much. Maybe we'll have better computers soon. They will be able to speak, and they will help doctors work better. But they can never completely take the doctor's place. 4. Listen to the passage and complete the sentences.
听短文，完成下列句子。
Hey guys, do you want to make great friends and learn new sports? Our weight loss summer camp is designed for boys aged 13 to 16 who want this summer to be their new beginning. Summer days are filled with fun fitness activities, field trips, and shopping trips. Summer nights are filled with exciting evening programs, dances,and educational classes. Our camps offer a full 6 weeks and 24 sessions, much longer than other camps. If it's the first time for you to join our camp, you need to pay $359. If you sign up the camp with a friend, it will cost $319 for each person. That means each of you can save $40.Our 2014 summer camp will start on June the 21st. Our summer camps are held at the beautiful Pearl Beach. Join us at the beach! For more information, please call at 6543-8076 or email us at www.fitnesscamp.com.
Midterm Examination Part 1. 1. Listen and choose the right picture.
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片。
1. We enjoy the sunshine at the beach.
2. Tom had a toothache and went to the dentist's yesterday afternoon.
3. Peter is ill in bed. Look, a nurse is taking good care of him.
4.I'll go skiing with my cousin this weekend.
5. The students of class 7 are sitting around the campfire. 2. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。 1. What's the temperature today?
It's between 14 and 18 degrees Celsius.
Question. What's the lowest temperature today?
2. Which season do you like best, Anna?
Summer. In summer, I can wear beautiful dresses and sandals. What about you, David?
So do I.
Question. Which season does David like best?
3. What's wrong with you, Jane? You don't look very well.
I have a bad cough all day long.
I'm sorry to hear that. Why don't you see a doctor?
I've taken some tablets, but they don't work. Maybe you are right. I'll take your advice. Thank you.
Question. What's the matter with Jane?
4. What will the weather be like in the next few days?
The weather report says that snow will go on until Wednesday. It will be windy and rainy on Thursday and Friday. The good news is that there will be clear skies and sunshine at the weekend.
Question. What will the weather be like at the weekend? 5. I want to know what kind of clothes we are going to need for our visit. How's the weather in May in your hometown, Tom?
I'm afraid it's not very nice. There are more rainy days, but at least it isn't cold there then.
Question. What kind of clothes will the woman probably need for the visit? 6. David, how do you celebrate Christmas Day?
It's very hot in our country at Christmas. We usually go to the beach and have parties there.
Question. Where does David probably come from?
3. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容，符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。
Mr. White telephoned the doctor in the middle of the night. Come quickly, doctor. You know that my wife sleeps with her mouth open. Well, a mouse has run down inside her. I will be with you in about 10 minutes, answered the doctor. Please try holding a piece of cheese in front of her mouth before I arrive. This may bring the mouse out. When the doctor arrived, he didn't see Mr. White holding a piece of cheese. Instead, he held a fish in front of his wife's mouth. What are you doing? Asked the doctor. Mice don't like fish. I know, said Mr. White, but we have to get the cat out first. 4. Listen to the dialogue and complete the sentences.
听对话，完成下列句子。
Hello, Jenny. What can I do for you?
I have a sore throat.
How long have you had a sore throat?
It started 2 days ago, and I feel tired too, doctor.
That's not good. Do you have a fever?
Last night, I had a terrible fever.
Let me look at your throat. Open your mouth and say ah.
Ah.
Yes, it looks very red. And your forehead feels very hot. You've got the flu, Jenny.
Is it serious?
No, it isn't serious. I'll give you some medicine. Take one tablet 3 times a day with food.
Okay, doctor.
Make sure you get a lot of rest. I think you should stay home from school until the end of the week.
Okay, doctor.